Number 65, motivation file. Here is a powerful idea for you. Listen to this. One, creative people tend to be critical. Because a creative person is someone who can see what isn't there. That's what creativity is, seeing what isn't there. And so you can watch someone else do something, and you see what they should have done, what wasn't done, and you can have a tendency, the more creative you are, you have a tendency to be critical. Second, criticism is demotivating. If you get in the habit of criticizing other people, you will lose your motivation. So third, here's the irony. The more creative you are, the greater your risk of demotivation. Aha! Isn't that something? The greater your creative level, the greater your chance of being demotivated. And that's why some of the most creative people in churches, some of the most creative people in the world are doing nothing. They become demotivated because they're so creative, they've gotten in the habit of criticizing others with their creativity, and that has brought demotivation. Somehow you have to short-circuit this cycle, and I'll tell you how to do it. And if you practice this, I promise you it will do it. Here's what to do. First, make what I call a motivation file. It's a file that will give you motivation. Have a file folder, have a drawer, have a place, have some place that you call this. A file folder is what I have. Second, when you see a criticism of someone, wherever it is, when you're in church or somewhere else, something there, write it down, starting with, quote, I would. Start with I would. In other words, if you're in your district and you've gone to the camp meeting or some sort of meeting or youth camp and you said, this is stupid the way they're doing this, they ought to. Never say they ought to. Take out a piece of paper, take out a tie them, take up a little piece of paper, you're going to write on a scrap and write down, I would, and then finish that sentence. What if you were in charge of that camp, if you were in charge of that district, you were in charge of that ministerial, you were in charge of that denomination, that general conference, whatever it is, write down, I would, so that you said, if I were in charge, here's what I would do, and just finish that sentence. The third thing, once you've got that thing finished, put it in your pocket, and when you get back to your motivation file, file it, put it in the file. With the action of putting it in the file, bury it. See, you say, I'm not going to spend my time criticizing. I'll just wait. If God, you put me in charge of that, here's what I'll do. That's my sort of campaign pledge to you, Lord, if you want me to do that someday. Here's what I would do, and just put it in the file. Now, eventually, if you do this over a practice of many years, you will have too big a file. I've had to break up my files. I've got them for different jobs and different positions. One of my largest files is pastor. When I'm in a church, when I'm speaking, and I think, oh, why is that guy doing that? I write it down. Sometimes I'm sitting up on the platform. People see me writing. They think I'm preparing my notes to speak in a few minutes. Actually, I'm writing down a motivation file. I would. And I'm writing down what I would do. You know, I would do this, or I would do this. I don't write it negative. I write it, I would, you know, and that it gives me a chance to put now. Let me tell you, if I become a pastor or move another job, when I moved in the job I had right here, I had a file. And it had all the things that I would do, and I could lay that out, and in one day I was able to lay out a basic structure for the job that I'm now in. Now, you're not going to get into all the jobs that you sort of have a motivation file for, but it is enabling you to short-circuit that demotivation which comes about from criticizing. And you will learn to not criticize other people, not by holding it back. By holding it back, it turned you sour inside, but by putting it down in a constructive way, letting your creativity come out constructively. Here's what I would do if I were in charge of that.